Game changer, Lee.
Okay.
Trump calls for an investigation into Operation Warp Speed. Good. And at the same time, you see RFK Jr. ripping that executive, EUA out from underneath Pfizer, Moderna, and the shot makers, who have now used it, the emergency use authorization. Hey, we're not going to do any shot trials. The shot is the trial. Stick your arm out. We'll see what happens to you.
Yeah.
Which is literally what we did as a country, and I warned about it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never had that before. It's incredibly risky. And look, to do it with vaccinations, one thing, but to do it with a new vaccine technology, mRNA technology that's never been used, when mRNA technology has a track record as bad as it does, which is why it was never used. And then to go, hey, we're not going to have a debate about this. We'll silence anybody and censor them on social media who criticizes this, including the world's foremost virologists, people from Oxford and Stanford, got canceled. Even the inventor of the mRNA technology, one of the names on the patent anyway, it was a group that invented it, who tried, like the Dickens, Dr. Robert Malone, to say, no, you don't want to mass vax a society with this. Here's why. They censored him to the point, Lee, they took down his LinkedIn profile. Okay? Something's bad wrong here. Yeah. Trump wandered around for years. This is one of my big issues with him when he ran the second time. Taking credit for Operation Warp Speed, taking credit for the COVID shot. And so for him, to his credit, not many people can say, and he hasn't said this, but he's saying it with his actions, can say, I was wrong. I might have been wrong. We might have been wrong.
Well, he was
good for him.
May have been misled.
That may have been misled. Yeah, that's the thing. So what you've got is RFK going, we're yanking that emergency use authorization. COVID is way over.
Yeah, there's no emergency anymore.
No, and these drug companies have sprung boarded that to, hey, why don't we make a mRNA flu vaccine and put it in people's arms, see what happens? How about a trial? Well, we don't need one. You know how much money they'll save without a trial? Without having to run these vaccine trials? I mean, these vaccine trials run 7 to 15 years. They got to get it in the arms, got to get it done fast, got to make the money. They don't care if anybody gets hurt, killed, whatever. They don't care. And so all Kennedy has done, you would think, Lee, he's done some crazy, controversial thing. Yeah. All he's done is said, we're going to go back to having vaccine trials. They're going to be double blind. And we're going to find out two things. Number one, does the mRNA vaccine for COVID and now the flu actually prevent those things? And two, another Edwards efficacy, is there a danger? Are there any side effects?
In other words, he's wanting science.
Yes. And the left is screaming bloody murder. No. They're the ones against science here.
Exactly.
And the people resigning, I think, are just trying to get ahead of this. Mm-hmm. You know who else I think is trying to get ahead of this? I think Trump is trying to get ahead of this. He knows he was set up and he knows the truth is coming out and he's getting ahead of it. You can't stop this. And if you look at this, my inbox every day, I subscribe to all these Substacks. People who are following this the world over. I mean, Japan is in full rebellion. They are publishing study after study after study after study just how very damaging that shot was. And you can't, I mean, Finland has done some of it. Norway's done some of it. These are devastating studies. You can't hide this forever. Our media blacks it out, including Fox News, but it's coming out. So the only thing to do here is to have Kennedy be the one who goes ahead and does this. And, the Trump administration takes the bull by the horns and goes, okay, we might have been wrong here. We're going to fix this. But it is coming out, and that is why the left is screaming like it is. This is about to get very, very, very interesting. So all of that is going on. And Trump has demanded now that Pfizer reveal hidden warp speed mRNA injection data. That is a massive reversal for him. So that means the house of big pharma cards is coming down.
Well, he was saying that what they showed him was very positive and very good, and he can't figure out why they're not releasing that.
Because it's not real.
Well,
it's not real. So look what happened overnight, too. You could see all this kind of coming together. Peter Navarro, who is not only a close personal friend with Donald Trump, but also You know, who has been his trade advisor for a very long time, went to prison for Trump.
Yeah.
That's a good friend.
That's a good bud there.
That's a really good bud. Right. Peter Navarro has been making the rounds. Okay. And he's doing interviews. And what he's saying is that Trump was totally and thoroughly lied to here. And that he was lied to by Pfizer, that he was lied to by Fauci, and that he was lied to by the communist Chinese.
Yeah.
And I want to play you the audio, but unfortunately, I can't seem to bring it up this morning.
Sounds like a list of the usual suspects there.
Yeah. But this is some pretty radical stuff that he's saying. And he's talking about, he's connecting all these dots, and they're fascinating because what he's saying is, look, Fauci knew that he created COVID in that lab. He knew that he paid for it. He knew that the Chinese had the original genetic strands for it. And when he lied for a very long time, for months and months and months about that, what that did, we could have made a very effective vaccine had we had that. And we could have done it quickly because that skips a lot of steps. But by Fauci lying, it allowed these big pharmaceutical companies to profit. And they went, well, we'll have to use the mRNA and we don't know how that'll work. So we're going to need an emergency use authorization. So when you have Fauci lying about the creation of COVID, knowing full darn well the Chinese have the genetic profile because he worked with them on it via Echo Health Alliance, what is Fauci doing? Fauci is buying time for big pharma to come out with the vaccine that they ultimately sold using regular technology. That's what he's doing. And you're also getting, you're also having, Navarro was saying in the clip, it's a crazy clip, I wish I could play it, that basically on top of that, that these pharma companies were personally showing Trump data that has only good news, shall we say, and none of the bad stuff.
I still remember the hysteria very well and about how this would stop the spread. That was the whole thing, that get the shot, it'll stop the spread. And I will repeat this, and I will always remember this. Everybody that I know in my family and immediate folks that are friends of mine and acquaintances, everyone that got the inoculation got COVID anyway. Everyone in my family that got it got COVID anyway. And those that didn't take it got COVID anyway. So
this is going to sound a little radical. I've always believed that was on purpose. I've always believed that the purpose of the shot was to keep COVID going and to keep the power structure in place. Because remember, they wanted to get to vaccine passports, which were digital IDs.
Right.
That was the ultimate goal there. And then there was a tremendous amount of profit for big pharma there, and billions and billions and billions of dollars. And remember the lie. Remember, and to their credit, the Washington Post broke it. They were saying it was 95% effective. The CDC was. And yet, literally, internally, at the same time, Fauci and the then head of the CDC, whose face I can see, Robin Walensky, were trading emails internally about how not only was the shot ineffective, it increased your chances of getting COVID. They knew it. The Washington Post got leaked copies of those emails, and Wolf Blitzer broke it right there to her face. Hey, you were out here literally earlier this week, as was Fauci, saying this thing's 95% effective. Yet internally on your emails, you're discussing how it's not only not effective, if you take it, you have higher odds of getting COVID. And then they shifted their lie as soon as they got caught, and they shifted their lie and they're like, well, you know, it's not going to be as severe. Well, nope, that's not what you were saying. You were saying, no, take it because it's 95% effective. It's not effective at all. In fact, it makes you more likely to get it. That is the opposite of effective. So good for Trump for doing this. Also, political reality is no choice. Again, this is coming out all over the place. And here's the other problem, too. And I'm surprised this isn't bigger news. 30,000 dead reported to VAERS from this shot. 30,000. That is staggering. To give you some idea, VAERS is the early warning system that Congress created, okay? Normally, about 10% of shot side effects, including death, are reported to VAERS. So go ahead and multiply that by a factor of 10. Could go as high as 15 for the death toll. Because you can report something to VAERS as a private citizen. A lot of people don't know it. Doctors are hesitant to do it because they don't want to set themselves up for a lawsuit, right? So you don't get a lot of stuff reported to VAERS, but you do get some. 30,000 dead. To give you some idea, the average flu shot every year, there's about 20 deaths for it reported. So it's about average flu shot kills about 200 people a year that we know of. So this is on the magnitude. We've never seen anything kill this many people. This is the scandal of the century, basically, not medically. And that's why you're hearing the left scream, because they covered it up for a whole lot of reasons. Anyway, I wish I could play you that audio. I'll have it coming up.